We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Day before Thanksgiving. Hopefully you got something nice planned with the family and friends. Shane and Bruce with you here on a Wednesday. No show tomorrow. No show Friday because of KU and Texas football as well. Before we get into the landscape nationally of college football and rivalry weekend, we go to the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Bill's been waiting through the break. Hey, Bill.
Yes. I had a question for Bruce. I tell you what, we really miss you guys. We miss Bruce. We love Shane, too.
Thanks, Bill.
The fact that our little sportscaster at Channel 12, she's got the KU bench. She must like red and blue, where Bruce was more of a Wichita State, K-State guy, when we really appreciated that.
Bill, is this Bill Snyder?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking. Okay.
Do I sound a little parochial?
No, but, you know, if you want to call into a show and pat yourself on the back, you do it with a different voice. So I just wanted to make sure.
But I appreciate the use of the word parochial. Very nicely done, Bill. Good job.
Well, I try to be diplomatic. But anyhow, do you think Mr. Snyder, after we lose to Iowa State, do you think maybe he should call it a career? And it's a shame he probably stayed 1 year too late. We could have had Leavitt in place and we'd been, you know, set to go. But the fact that, you know, he's served his time, he's done a fantastic job. But they're using his age against him when they recruit, is evidence of the last four or five recruiting years. And I just think it's probably time that we got some fresh blood in there. What do you think?
Thanks, Bill.
Well, first of all,
I thought
happy
so.
Thanksgiving to
I thought
you.
So yeah. Before this week. I've gone on record saying, yeah, they should move on from Bill Snyder, and that was before they went 5-7 or whatever they're going to end up this year if they win or lose. So regardless of the fact, yeah, I thought they should have moved on from Bill Snyder.
I think that we're at an end now. It's getting ugly. The whole all of a sudden now players aren't showing up for press conferences, which seems remarkably petty. I know there are plenty of people out there that say, well, they don't have to do that. And you're right. Technically, they don't. But I mean,
but they always have.
They always have. And
that's the difference.
It seems petty to me that things are like this are happening now. I don't know how there's no comfortable end to this unless Bill decides to go of his own volition. There is no way that this plays out in a satisfying fashion. Bill Snyder is Bill Snyder. There are streets, there are stadiums named after him for a reason. And that should never change. I don't think that legacy ever will change. What he's meant about that program, I mean, that will never change. But it's to the point now of counterproductivity. And the only I know a lot about Bill. The one thing I know that would the former Bill that I knew, and I haven't been around him much the last couple of years, obviously, was that if he was getting to a point where the program was being hurt because of him being there, he would have left in a heartbeat. And now, faced with that, Shane, because I think that, and it pains me to say this, the program is being hurt by him being there. I don't know if he'll be able to pull the trigger or not.
Well, and that's why I think that's just not coach speak, but the words are a little hollow. When the rubber hits the road and you are to put your money where your mouth is, coaches tell fibs when it comes to that. They'll all say, when this place is in bad shape, or if I'm no longer relevant, or some combination thereof, and that I'll step aside, they're all pretty much lying through their teeth, because they will never see the end the way everybody else sees the end. And the next coach that steps aside a year too early because they see the program going the wrong direction, or that they don't have enough energy to run said program, that'll be the first.
Yeah.
So it's all well and good to hear these words years ago from Bill Snyder. And he reiterated it, I think, on Tuesday again, in front of the press, that, you know, when I'm no longer wanted around here, I will leave. Well, read a few columns, which he claims he hasn't read, because there have been Gregorian, I think, in the Kansas City Star, Tim Fitzgerald from Go Power Cat. They've all suggested, or out and out said, it's time, Bill, leave. But he claims he doesn't read columns during the season or sports opinions because he doesn't have time. Well, that's proof positive that you can say one thing, and when it actually comes to giving the program's keys to someone else, because it's no longer in as good a shape as you formed it into, you know, then it's the age-old question of, does so-and-so deserve to go out on his own terms because of what he's meant to this program?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. I mean,
Bobby Bowden, Joe Paterno, and Bill Snyder now are the poster guys for that theory. And you get more and more people coming down on the side of, it's time, Bill, as opposed to, look at what Bill Snyder has done for the city of Manhattan. That used to be the go-to. Fewer and fewer fans are going to that anymore.
I didn't appreciate the flippancy of, they've got better things to do, when asked about why players.
Right. Just say, I didn't feel like it.
That's not necessary. No. I mean, you don't have to go there. I mean, it's not necessary to fire that shot. It just isn't. And it makes things adversarial. And I'm not saying that it's all on Bill. But he's reacting to something that he supposedly doesn't read or doesn't hear. Right, Shane? Mm-hmm. I mean, coaches that say that, with all due respect, pay very close attention to it.
Do it for them and tell them.
Of course they do. And those are the worst ones, because then they're not really hearing it firsthand.
Right, exactly.
And that's the one those are the ones that, when coaches have had issues with me in the past, and times that I've said some harsh things, my comment and response has always been, first of all, I totally respect your point of view and your opinion. Did you actually hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
And that's always my question. Then we go from there and we discuss the differences of opinion, if we get that far, or whatever.
Not our God-given right to hear from the players, but it's for the fans. Media doesn't care. They're going to write their stories anyway, whether the players show up or not. But when you say that the players have better things to do than talk to the media, when in his previous however many years at K-State, the players have been available to the media, the last two Tuesdays they haven't, then it leads you to connect the dots. And we'll get to Jason here in a second. Hang in there, Jason. It leads you to connect the dots that he doesn't want his players hearing questions about him, meaning Bill Snyder, and what you think about Bill Snyder, which inevitably would come.
Right. That and sticking it to the media a little bit.
Which, like I said, the media doesn't care.
Which both of them are petty.
And it's punishing the fans who want to hear from the players. It's not punishing the media. Jason, what do you think?
Well, yeah, this is kind of a new problem or an issue at K-State, but it's not really a new issue as far as, you know, you had Bobby Bowden, who some think he stuck around too long, and he was more of a figurehead on the sideline instead of, you know, with the headset on and making decisions. And you know, you never would compare what happened with Joe Paterno, because it was completely different with those circumstances. But legendary coaches staying too long is nothing new, and just by chance I was at the game Saturday, and I felt like somewhere I needed to buy a program and I needed to hold on to my ticket, because it might have been his last home game.
Yep.
You know, you never know, and the recruiting has kind of gone down, and I'm much more, I don't follow K-State like some do, but I remember when Tom Osborne stepped down, and some people thought, you know, did he stay too long? And it's a tough call because those guys that, you know, the stadium's named after, they kind of write their own rules. You know, they can leave when they want to leave. And it's almost like holding a program hostage.
No doubt. That's the best way to put it. Thanks, Jason. Have a good weekend.
Too. Really good. Good call.
Holding the program hostage. We talked about it last spring, when Bill kept kind of dragging his feet about whether he was going to decide to come back or not. Every day that passed, you know, you're not out there recruiting, or if you are, you're not going into people's living rooms and saying, well, yeah, Bill Snyder will be here next year, because we don't know. And then we come to find out after the fact that he had health issues, and then he finally decided that, yeah, I'll come back for another year. And then they talk about the 5-year extension, which is more a goodwill contract extension than it is hard and fast coaching 5-year extension, because he'll probably just settle into a athletic department role after he's done coaching, whenever that is. But we get back to the same old thing again. You know, how far does a program have to decline or decay until someone saves a legendary head coach from himself?
Well, here's
and saves
the deal.
A program in the meantime.
And here's the absolute bottom line on this. Bill Snyder has forgotten more football than I will ever know, but here's what I do know. This is the first real chink in the armor of the recruiting problem has really been shown this year. This football team is 5-6, and they've gotten to 5-6 on the guile, really, probably, of the head coach and that staff. But the fact of the matter is, this is the first year, Shane, that, and I've been doing around Kansas State football for many, many years, where they simply don't have the talent. You watch K-State football play right now, and it's like, they don't have guys in skill positions. They don't have the kind of depth. And that's always been an issue there anyway. They don't have a quarterback that can play consistently at that level. Their recruiting issues have finally kind of caught up with them. And they just don't have those types of players right now.
Well,
they just don't.
And on the broadcast Saturday, the announcers doing the game suggested this might be his last game. And Bill Snyder was asked about the comment from the broadcast on Saturday. If the fans, presidents, and players don't want him here, Snyder says it's the same thing he's always said, that if he's not wanted and not having an impact on the lives of players, he'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
well,
okay,
well,
define that however
an
you
impact.
Want to, Bill, but ball's
you,
in your
you
court
can,
now.
Although the fact of the matter is, no matter what, his sage place in life and his experience, he will always, regardless, as long as he's breathing air, will have an impact on young men in a positive fashion. You can't have a better mentor than Bill Snyder. But what we're talking about here essentially now is the competitiveness of the program moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at right now. Is this program in a position to move forward competitively in the Big 12? Or have we gotten to a deficit position in where the program is right now? And is there enough talent? Will there continue to be enough talent? Has recruiting gone well? By virtually any measure, recruiting hasn't gone particularly well, even in the very modest way that Kansas State traditionally has recruited, because they don't go after the 4 and the 5-star guys. They go after the 2 and the 3, and then they try to coach them up. But Shane, they're not getting those guys in the in the abundance that they did in the past. So that, to me, is the ultimate indicator of where this program is right now. Bill Snyder will always make a difference in the life of a young man if they choose to come to Kansas State. How can he not? His experience would indicate, and his interest. But is the program still in a competitive place? That, to me, is the rubber meets the road judgment here. Back in just a minute, we'll close this thing out on this day in history as we finish up on this, 21st day of November. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.